Thank you and good afternoon, and a Merry Christmas to all. Tuesday, the Yurok Tribal Police and officers from the California Highway Patrol discovered the bodies of a deceased male and a female after receiving a call of a fatal collision east of Oryk. Personnel from both departments reported to a private property south of the Klamath River, and officers discovered an older vehicle and the bodies of 64-year-old Leonard James Jr. and 56-year-old Carla LaThorpe. It is believed the collision was not recent and the crash could have happened in the past several weeks. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office recovered the bodies and the investigation into the cause of the accident is ongoing. Time for some Christmas spending statistics. Here's Dan Squire.
Consumers across the country are expected to spend more than $6 billion during the holiday shopping season this year, a season that begins on the day after Thanksgiving and ends on Christmas Eve, and which this year is only 27 days long. In Humboldt County, the average household is expected to spend more than $4,000 during the period. That's not just gifts. That spending includes decorations, food, travel, holiday cards, and flowers. The average Humboldt resident will spend about $1,000 on holiday goods, although that spending varies widely in age, with those in the 30 to 40-year range spending the most. The National Retail Federation reports that consumers target specific stores and outlets based on sale and discount advertising in addition to the quality of goods. Holiday shopping is an annual shot in the arm for retailers, both here in Humboldt County and across the country.
Thank you, Dan. If you're a fan of the recently crowned 2014 World Series champions, the San Francisco Giants, and you live in Humboldt County, then you're in luck. Giants fans in Humboldt County will have the opportunity to get an up-close and personal look at the 2014 championship trophy. As a matter of fact, they'll also get a nice look at the other trophies the Giants have won from 2010 and 2012. The trophies will be on tour for 2 months, and they will make stops in Willits, Eureka, and Medford while en route. The trophies will be on display on Wednesday, January 14th at the Wharfinger Building in Eureka from 3 until 5 p.m. Fans will be able to take pictures with the trophies. If the last trophy viewing in 2010 is any sign, you can expect hundreds of local fans to show up and wait in line for their turn. For the weather forecast tonight, the skies will be clear, but there will be a small chance of rain. If you're traveling, keep in mind that the recent heavy rains have had an effect on the roadways. Take the time to check the Caltrans website for any road closures or detours that you may encounter along your route and plan accordingly. The same applies if you're headed into Oregon. The mud and rock slides have closed down entire stretches of highway in Del Norton, southern Oregon. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One of the ongoing issues that is a constant topic of debate in our country, and especially in Humboldt County, is the prohibition of marijuana. County Supervisor Mark Lovelace was on Talk Shop, and he talked about some of the issues he thinks needs to be addressed, such as the legalization of marijuana.
You know, whether you like it or not, there's no other industry in the that we deal with in that way by just saying it's bad, so you can't regulate it. You know, we need to regulate the impacts of it, just like we do with tobacco, just like we do with alcohol, just like we do with other things that we may have differences in terms of, how we view the social impacts of it.
Lovelace also talked about the negative effects of marijuana not being regulated legally.
By keeping it underground, you've made it attractive to drug trafficking organizations, and it's attracted more crime than, far more crime than would be there if it was legal and regulated. Hopefully we'll see some changes this year. I believe that the state legislature really understands that it is going to be on the ballot in 20. Full legalization will be on the ballot in 2016. It will pass in 2016. And we have this year to get some regulation in place before that happens.
Citizens will have the opportunity to have their say on the issue when the legalization of marijuana is on the 2016 ballot. And that's the news. Have a Merry Christmas. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.